For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yacht Rock, Van Morrison.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
So set your spirits right for a Friday, I hope. It is Drew Garabo Live, full strength, 5-on-5 action. We were joking around, John, Kevin, and I, while you guys were getting to the special guest. We said how cool it would be if it was Thunderbug, and then we realized Thunderbug doesn't talk. So it would probably be a very... I'm glad Kevin realized that. Because John and I didn't. And that would be a terrible radio.
Just sit here and look at him.
Hey, Buggy. So then we thought how cool it would be if every Lightning game, they do normal T-Buggy stuff for the first two periods, and then in the third period, at some point when they need the place to get loud, they get a special celebrity guest Thunderbug, and he rips off his head, and it's like Charlie Belcher, and people go, ah, or it's Jeff Vinnick.
I tell you what, I was watching Belcher this morning. Nobody has better chemistry with Thunderbug than Belcher.
Belcher's a pro, man. I mean, forget the fact that we're friends. He is so good at what he does.
He looks like he lost some weight also.
He is. He and Lindsay are doing the keto. And
what is that? No,
I don't know.
No carbs.
No something.
No bread.
No something.
No potatoes.
So weird.
No rice.
No fun.
No
wines. They look great though, and he's so good at his job.
Absolutely.
One day I hope to be that good.
He'd kill you for a French fry.
He would. Eat him right in front of him too. French fry festival. All right, you want to bring in the special guest?
Go ahead and get him, and then let's get some music going for the occasion.
Like what kind of music? Give me an artist.
Montel Jordan.
What? Oh, I know. It is. Oh, yeah, it totally is. All right, we were wrong. It totally is.
It's who we thought it was.
Yeah, it's who we thought it was.
Oh,
originally.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I think.
Does this song, is this significant to him?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm totally confused.
This song has no significance to anybody, but I thought it would be a good fun Friday party song.
I think I'm right. Final answer.
With the first answer?
With the first answer.
All right. I'm still going to go with I have no effing clue.
This is so fun.
Special guest is about to come in. Should we close our eyes?
Yeah, you can.
All right, close your eyes and make them get... I'm going to turn on microphone 3.
Let me see.
All right, I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to keep the music up.
I don't know if I can close my eyes all the way.
Yeah, mine are closed.
Eyes
you never know.
Are closed. Can't see anything.
Oh,
special guest. What, you know it?
I keep knowing. I got like 5 different people that I'm definitely...
Are our eyes still closed?
I mean, eyes...
Everybody's looking, man.
My eyes are closed, somewhat. All right, now they're open.
Are we opening or closing?
I don't know. They're about to walk in. My eyes are closed.
Mine are closed.
Okay,
mine
are.
I got one eye open.
All right.
You got it.
Don't sleep that way. All right. Is anybody's eyes
looking,
open? My eyes are closed.
Uh-huh.
Can I smell this person first?
No, you don't want to smell.
Don't smell. Man. Don't smell.
That's up to our guest.
Don't be smelling people.
If it's The Rock, we're going to smell what he's cooking.
Oh, man. If it was The Rock, I'd already smell it.
I mean, the person's in the studio.
Okay. Can the person talk into the microphone 3?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hello, Tampa Bay.
Hey! Yeah! From the Los Angeles Rams, Cameron Lynch. What's up, dude?
What's up, fellas? What's
man.
Up,
man?
I was hoping this is who
me
it was.
Me too. That was our original guest. Yeah. Then we talked ourselves out of it a million times. Man, welcome back, dude.
Man, thanks for having me, man. I'm back in action.
Yeah. Wow. So let's talk about you leaving the Buccaneers and then going signing with the Rams. And you initially signed with the practice squad, but they bumped you up right away.
Yeah, right away, man. We played the Eagles the first game. And that was nuts, man. Carson Wentz, unbelievable. I seen him and Tom Brady up close, and I've seen Aaron Rodgers up close. Carson Wentz, man, he's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's big like Big Ben. He can throw like Aaron, so he's going to be interesting to watch in these coming years. So.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, if Philly had him, I'd be really, really worried. I already think they're going to put up a good fight against the Patriots, but...
Gosh, you're a Brady guy. Yeah. You're a Brady guy. Yeah.
Now, neither one of you guys are Bucks fans.
You never know. You never know.
So, okay, take us through the process where, you know, you're with the Bucks all season. You fight for a roster spot. Do they let you know by text message, by phone, or they tell you to come in that and bring your playbook? How did that go down when they released you?
Yeah, so it was just a phone call, man, just like normal. They were like, hey, you know, we're down on linemen. They need another lineman. So they were like, okay, we'll bring you back, but it had to be on practice squad. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I weighed my options, and, you know, my coach from the Rams, you know, John Fossil, so that's who I came in with. He's like, it's like the godfather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the godfather of special teams. So he did well, you know, this year. He has a lot of guys in the Pro Bowl this year. You know what I mean? So I think that just goes to show, like, what kind of program they have there. And that's where I started at, man. So I was like, you know, that's where I want to be. That's the coach I want to be with. And there's a great program. One of my best friends, Bryce Hager, he's on the team. So it was great to go back. I saw Quan and Vern the other day. I saw Jameis at Green Lemon. So it's all love.
Yeah.
It's all love, man. And I'm back in Tampa, you know, closing out, just saying peace to everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
For now. Yeah, I have my apartment still, so I'll be back.
So you know where Cam's going now. And what is it, a week or so?
Yeah, so next Tuesday.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Australia next Tuesday.
Whoa! Oh, man. It's a lot of deadliest things.
Australia?
Mike has friends there.
Yeah. Can I go? We got some friends in Brisbane.
Well, naked ones.
So 24 hours on a plane. You ready for that?
Yeah. I'm ready for it. I went to Singapore last year. It's through Pro Tours. And basically, we chill with the troops during the Super Bowl. Kick it with them, man. Just give them some hometown love. So I'm going to go out there and kick it with the guys in Australia. Alice Springs. So.
Wow. So you are the American enlisted soldiers who are now stationed in Australia and watching the Super Bowl with them.
What a cool thing to do.
Yeah, so you want to just kick it in Australia? Well, I had an idea since you came to kick it in Tampa. You came back to visit us. And something never happened that should have happened a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
Between you and Seth, you know, a little grub and chill. So
okay,
I provided the grub so y'all can chill. We got a little fresh kitchen in here.
You got a fresh kitchen? Whoa, really? You got a fresh kitchen?
You're going to grub and chill, legitimately.
Yeah, you guys are going to grub and chill together.
We don't need to do that. We're chilling right now.
All you need is the grub.
You need the grub.
He probably ate before he came in.
No,
he can always eat.
Look at him.
He's burning calories.
It's the off season, man.
What is this?
He's allowed to get up to 3% body fat.
What is this, Micah?
She got you fresh kitchen.
Are these mushrooms?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'll eat your mushrooms. I love those mushrooms. I'll eat them.
What is this?
What kind of mushroom are they?
Open
the
it up, man. Let's
criminy mushrooms?
Let's see your reward.
I don't know what... Is this... I don't eat any of this stuff.
We can all grub
throw it
and
in
chill.
Her face.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Chill.
Yeah, chill.
Chill.
What kind of deal did you cut with Fresh Kitchen? Did you have to pay for this or what?
They were excited, and they said 10% off for anybody who comes in and grubs and chills tonight.
Six bowl for only $17.95 now.
Wait, do you have to say grub and chill?
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate.
Bring your own bowl.
Hashtag grub and chill.
People who work in there are going, I don't know what you're talking about. You pay full price. Okay, so you get to the Rams. Talk to me about the difference in culture. I'm trying to grow over here.
Chill with my man. Let me ask him a couple of questions.
All right, go ahead.
Right, like this would be at the
We'll witness them grubbing and chilling.
What's up, Cam? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, nothing, just chilling.
So, what's the difference of like showering in LA as opposed to with the Buccaneers? What's the difference like that? What's it like? What are the showers like out there?
Pretty standard.
Yeah, pretty standard.
It's standard.
You get your own like your curtain, or is it like a group kind of thing?
No, pretty standard through most football, you know, locker rooms. I think it's open and you just shower.
Wow. That's intense. I've been showering and stuff down here, so in case you were wondering.
It's good enough.
Is it a standard shower?
Yeah, I need a new curtain. You know, it's a little mildewy and stuff.
You're going to get a pattern on that bad boy?
Pattern, whatever the wife brings home, I'm happy with as long as it's clean. So.
You a loofah guy or a wash rag?
Oh, a loofah.
Yeah,
yeah,
John,
loofah all day.
You're not here, John.
Oh,
yeah, no, he's just grabbing a chill with Cam.
Well, Drew asked a question.
Yeah,
so
no, I'm sorry. I realized that was obtrusive. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, did you think about us at all out there?
Oh, of course I have. I couldn't even answer.
You didn't go on any of those LA dweeby radio shows, did you?
No,
Kevin and
Bean
in the morning with you. We got Cam Lynch. He's a brand new Los Angeles Ram. We're going to have weather on the ones right after this. Is it a different culture over there? If I can interject, is it a different culture out there? And to be honest, like I know you don't have anything bad to say about the Buccaneers, unfortunately, because you're a classy guy, but we do. But you get out there, and could you just kind of feel the difference in a commitment to winning and a team that was bound for the playoffs as opposed to the garbage dump?
Oh, wow.
Was that a loaded question? Man. Okay. What's the difference in cultures between, you know, the Rams and the Buccaneers?
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that question was aggressive.
It's an aggressive question.
Yeah, it's much love, man, in Tampa Bay. But, yeah, in L.A., man, it was awesome. Young coaches. You got some older coaches, too. And the dynamic there, it was like win, win, win. Jared was like, every time we step on the field, we feel like we're going to score. And Todd said the same thing, so I'm like, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, you guys will. And on defense, man, I got there. I get the game 12 against the Eagles, and they had a turnover every first series of every game for like four games straight. So I'm like, there's no way to do it again. So I got there, Eagles game, turnover. Next game, I didn't play the second game against Seahawks. That game, turnover. You know what I mean? We played the Titans, turnover for the NFC Championship. So it was just nuts to be a part of, and it was like, it was surreal almost, like this really happening. So we won the NFC Championship, man, and got knocked off against the Falcons in the first round of the playoffs, but it was still awesome, though. It was still awesome.
SBK, what you got for Cameron?
I've always wanted to know, what do players and coaches do with the old gear that they had? Like, you had a ton of Bucks stuff, right? Like, you couldn't really wear it now. So what do you do with it? You donate it or what?
Yeah, dish it off to people, man. Mostly, you know,
like, well, I'm here. Members. I'm right here. Yeah.
Okay. I got some in my trunk. So,
come on, let me go.
It's a post grub and chill date.
I know a post day where he's giving me all of his old Bucks clothes.
Was that the first playoff game that you were involved in your career?
First playoff game.
What was that like?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of felt like the Eagles game, actually. But, you know, it was a playoff game, so the atmosphere was nuts, man. It kind of reminded me of high school, like a playoff game in high school where it's just like when you look up, you can't see nothing but dark and just like – It was surreal, man. I was on the sideline witnessing it, and it was awesome.
To those fantasy owners like myself who were smart enough to take Todd Gurley in two leagues or more, please, when you get back to the seat, thank him profusely. I'm sure he hears it too much, but my God, he won me so much money, and he won everybody who had Todd Gurley so much. That guy is an absolute beast.
Man, I want to train where he trained at in California, because that's how fast he was going. And it, you know, he's tall, big, and it's like he's running that fast. Like, he's outrunning DBs, you know, Pro Bowl defensive backs that are just – and he just blazing past them. So I'm like, man, that's incredible.
Which round were you guys in the playoffs?
We got knocked out the first round.
The first round. So wild card round, right?
Wild card round.
That's $22,000.
Is that $22,000?
That's the check, yeah.
You got a nice little card?
Yeah, the check. I mean, post-taxes, California public taxes.
Right.
Yeah,
LA, it's all good.
I'm not asking for a loan, Cam. Yeah. I'm just looking for
a nice check.
Wondering how it positively affected your life. I'm not looking for a handout or anything. It would be nice. But that has to be on another level, like getting a check for the playoffs. Do you get invited back automatically to camp next year with the Rams now?
So, no, it's back to free agency. So back on the market, but the Rams do have the first bid because, you know, I ended up there. So, you know, hopefully I end up back there, man, and, you know, just pray on everything else. But it's like recruitment all over again. We have to wait it out and see after the combine. So,
Cam, what's it like? So the Buccaneers, they cut you. They say, hey, we're going to try to re-sign you. And then LA calls your agent. They say they want you. You go out there. Do they put you up in a hotel? Do you have an old apartment from last year? How do you go about getting settled in so quickly?
So they pay for, you know, eight to 10 days at the hotel. So I stayed up there for a little while, you know, got a rental car. And then actually one of my old teammates, Bradley Marquez, he went to the Lions. So I was like, he's like, hey, I have a house here. If you want to rent it out, like, I got you. And I was like, man, like, this is genius. It's like an Airbnb for football players. Pretty much. So, yeah, we just chilled up there, man, like 5 minutes from the facility, rented his house out, make sure it was all good. And we just called it a day and then stayed there for about 5 weeks and chilled.
Nice. And is your girlfriend going to Australia with you?
Yeah, she's going to meet me out there, actually. I have a Syracuse friend. Syracuse alumni that live out there and that she knows, small world.
Golly.
It's nuts. So, yeah, she's going to meet us out there, man. We're going to slide out to Bali, actually.
Bali!
Yeah! Bala's in Bali.
Yeah.
Man, wow, that's great. Yeah, look at you traveling the world.
Yeah, I want to do it every offseason just to get out, man, because, you know, we're grinding so hard. So just go see something different, appreciate different cultures, and understand things differently. So I can't wait for it.
Sure. Yeah. What you got, Seth?
Cam, what's your Super Bowl prediction?
Oh, I was just going to ask him the same damn thing. You've seen both players. You've seen Brady. You've seen Nick Foles, I would assume.
Played against both teams this year, right?
Yeah, played against both teams. I played with Nick Foles, played with Chris Long. So I'm going to have to go with the Eagles, man, because I have my boys on the team. But, you know, Brady's the Brady, man. Brady's Brady. So there's no way you can count Brady out. No matter if hurt finger or not, man, you can't count Brady out. So it'll be a great game.
When you were watching that Jacksonville Patriots game, did you think they were down and out like everybody else did? Or did you know, oh, my God, you know, all the Patriots need to do is put themselves in a position where they can come back, and they usually will?
Yeah, I knew it. Like, as soon as, like, it was, like, second half, I was like, man, it's the Patriots. I've seen it happen multiple times, and ever since that Falcons-Patriots game, I've never given up on a basketball game, football game, no sports game.
Right.
And it redefines sports for me because it's like you just don't know.
You're so right. Yeah. I watched it last night for probably the 51st time. The NFL Network showed it, and I have it on my DVR, but they showed it, so it was different. I'm watching it, and I'm going, I know what happens, and there's still no way they come back from this. I'm just like, when Gostkowski misses the extra point, I'm like, well, that's just it. I mean, there's just no way they come back from that. And every single time, the same result, they come back and they win that friggin' Super Bowl. It is it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Cam, when you were with the Bucs, could you hear the outside noise about, hey, Dirk Cutter might be gone, John Gruden might be brought in? I mean, I know you don't pay attention to the media that much, but did you guys hear that stuff at all when you were still in Tampa Bay?
Not really. We were just, focused on games, really. Like, after a while, a lot of noise becomes noise. People predict things, and, John Gruden's with the Raiders. So you just never know, man. You just wait till the dust settles, really, and just focus on what you got
to
do.
Sure. You head out to Australia. You go to Bali. Then after that, is it get back to the United States, start training again, and try and get on with the team?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So when I get back, I'll be in California training out there. And that's where I usually train at, whether I'm with the Bucks or the Rams. I'm out in California because that's where I was born. So I go out there, train out there, hang with family. And, just wait to hear around March 16th or March 14th, what the move is. So I'll be training out in Australia. I mean, there's no Wi-Fi like that. So I'll be chilling with the kangaroos, with the troops.
I know some people you can call if you want.
No, he want to keep his clothes on.
Keep it entertaining.
Does he know about the naked magicians?
Yeah, Micah has a naked magician friend in Australia. He was nearly the first for her. And by nearly, I mean not even close. I'm sure you heard the big announcement about the XFL yesterday, and it's coming back. They're bringing back the XFL. Is that a viable career option for you, or is it I'm mortgaging all my stuff in the NFL, or what do you think?
I'm mortgaging on the NFL now. I mean, I've been there. Why not stay there at this moment? I'm just gonna just travel, man, and get my body right for the NFL. Mm-hmm. But the XFL, I didn't. That's the first time. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I heard about talks of it, but I didn't know that it got launched yesterday.
Yeah. Well, 2020 is the actual launch of the league, but yesterday Vince McMahon held a big press conference and laid the groundwork for it. The cities haven't been picked or anything, but it seems like it's going to be much more straightforward football and not the gimmicky stuff that it was in the first time.
Okay.
You learn.
Yeah, because I know what's the name is doing that too. LeVar Ball's doing that as well. He wants to create the amateur league. Yeah. So I wonder if that's like what people are trying to do. I know Ice Cube has that big three.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if that's what they want to create sports outside of the NFL, NBA.
Be interesting. Try to cater to the people who say, oh, I'm sick of the NFL. I can't watch it anymore, blah, blah, blah.
Do you ever wish you were one of LeVar Ball's sons or your son? Because I do sometimes.
No, you don't want that, man.
I want that.
A lot of pressure
They scored 40 in Lithuania the other night. They're ballers.
Our buddy Cameron Lynch is here. They are big ballers. Yeah. Big baller brand. Cam Lynch is here. He is now with the Los Angeles Rams, was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And man, it's so good to catch up with you, dude.
It's great. It's great to be back, man.
He told us he'd be back, and I believed it.
Me
He's
too.
Here,
Me too. He's a man of his word. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, I don't know what happens now when he goes to Australia. We might, might never see him again.
Boy, that's got to be one hell of a trip, man. Like koalas, box jellyfish, and kangaroos, and. Yeah. A Foster's beer that they drink over there.
And you've done this before where you've watched the Super Bowl with the troops, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done it twice. So last year and the year before that. And so I went to Australia. I went to Brisbane, actually, the first time I went. So 2 years ago when I was with the Rams. So done it with the Rams, Bucks, and back to the Rams. So
what's your key to surviving that flight? Like, do you usually like to catch a nap? You have a little movies you watch? Or what?
Yeah, so I do a lot of water, man, a lot of hydration. Food is different because, you don't really know. So I don't really want to meddle with that. I just like keep it basic. So I do a lot of water, a lot of basics. And I do movies, man. So I do movies, rest, eat, then movies again, walk around. So
24 hours, man. Like, you get through 12 hours, you're like, all right, halfway there.
That's a horrible trip.
I know.
You need some magic gummy bears that'll knock you out because John could help you out.
I got you.
Yeah, great. And then he gets signed with the Rams and he gets cut because he pees, and then fails his.
Hey, he's in Cali, though.
Yeah. Here's my prediction.
What?
Another team signs Cam Lynch. That is a team that's on Hard Knocks, and for a third straight year, we will see Cam Lynch on HBO's Hard Knocks.
You're an HBO star, man. It's got to happen. Whatever team does Hard Knocks, we'll probably end up signing our buddy Cam.
Hey, if I do another year of Hard Knocks, they'll have to give me a job right after the NFL. Because I put 3 years in, and I'm a vet, man, on HBO.
He knows all the camera crew by their first name now. He's like, oh, Steve, how you been, man? Good to see you again. I went to the Monday night game against the Falcons, and I was the guest of Big Nasty. I don't know if you're familiar, the guy who paints his face and wears the stuff to the game, and that was the one Buck game I went to this year, and It's some experience sitting next to that guy. At a,
How was it?
You know, it's I will say the presentation of games has got a lot better. Like with the big scoreboard they have now, the big screen, it's a lot more fun. They did a lot to get people involved. So from the Buccaneers' end, it was fine, but you know, you're still watching the Buccaneers. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I know you had your celebration when you were in Tampa Bay, kind of like the Did you take that celebration? Kevin's laughing. Did you take that celebration to LA, or did you get a whole new celebration out there?
Nah, so no real celebration there. Just, you know, because I'm new to the crowd, so I got to, you know, I got to warm up. I just got to, you know, show love to the crowd. Show that I'm there first,
Dude, well, it was really, really good to catch up with you again. Are you in town for Pro Bowl weekend? Are you going to go check out some of that stuff?
Yeah, so I might check that out or check out Gasparilla, depending on time.
No! Are you going, Micah?
I am. I'm going to be a pirate for a weekend.
Yeah, you crazy kids have fun. You know, I keep forgetting they're like 22, you know. So I'm like, you guys go have a blast. You know, 50-year-old dudes like me have no business.
Well, we don't need Cam getting caught up there with pirates down there.
Yeah, stay away from all that. It's trouble.
I'm not
trouble.
A real pirate. Cam and I would have fun down there. I can, you know, steer him in the right direction.
Yeah, stay away from her.
You don't know what you're doing down there.
Of course I do.
I'm sure Cam has friends on Bayshore that he can grub and chill at their houses, their million-dollar mansions, while you're out there with the general, you know, unwashed masses.
I'm going to a nice house. It's where we're kicking it off. 9 a.m. apparently. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, dude, you're going to be texting me and vomiting by 2 p.m.
True.
You'll be gin drunk by noon.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't lose your virginity, Micah.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, sober Micah wouldn't do that, but you know.
Drunken Micah wouldn't do that.
Please.
You don't have to do it once for the first time.
Begging you. Just do not. Yeah, don't.
I'm not.
Okay, all right. Save it for a special boy. All right.
John, do you have any aggressive questions for Cam?
No, I had one earlier during the shower conversation, but I'll keep it PG.
Thank you, John.
I mean, my question was, who's got the...
Thank you, John.
I'll save it for after. Who's got the bigger dongs, Bucks or Rams?
All right. Well, good spending time with you, Cam. So aggressive.
Well, have fun in Brisbane.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Cameron Lynch 50. Although, if I'm not mistaken, you're wearing 55 with the Rams.
Yeah, 55. 50 was my original Rams number. Yeah. So you know when I first came in.
Keeping in the 50s.
50, yeah.
What's it like as the head coach out there in LA, McVay? Isn't he only 30, 31?
Yeah, he's young. He actually played against like so. I lived in Georgia, so he played against a high school team in Georgia, Marist in Georgia. So it is weird how close it is and how young he is, but he's a genius, man.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Did a great job with those Rams this year. There's no doubt they came within really. Who did they lose to? The Titans?
Falcons.
Yeah. That's right. Oh yeah. We saw what happened to them last year. Well, it's always good to catch up with you, and we wish you success, man. Thank you again for visiting. It's always great to catch up with our buddy Cam.
Much love
to you. We'll return with more Drew Garabo Live in moments. We'll run through some news stories. Would you take $109 million but lose your arms and legs? That happened to somebody in Tampa, and I'll tell you why and how next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.